This is KCUR 89.3. For hundreds of local entrepreneurs, the path to success has been paved in some way by Maria Myers, the director of KC SourceLink, which connects resources for innovation throughout the metro. Since its founding in 2003, it's expanded to dozens of other cities as U.S. SourceLink, operating from its base at UMKC. She spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison recently about what it means to cultivate innovation.
So innovation is a process, and the process is finding new ways to creatively solve problems. And so you can be, for instance, a restaurant, and we have a lot of restaurants, but you might serve your meals in an innovative way, or you may attract your customer in an innovative way. And that's where the innovation comes in, a new way to meet the market, a new way to find a customer. When we started out building what we built, support for entrepreneurship through KC SourceLink, through the University of Missouri Kansas City Innovation Center, we started by trying to understand the issues in the market and trying to clearly understand things that were gaps. And so we went along filling the gaps, which is what entrepreneurs do.
When you talk about linking together resources, what resources do you mean?
In Kansas City, we have resources for innovation-led companies, so our incubators, our angel funds, researchers, all kinds of resources that a growing company could need. So resources consist of everything from small business development centers, SCORE, incubators, funding sources, capital sources, microlending programs, all coming together in one network to support the entrepreneur.
How did you get to be an innovator in this area? What were you doing when you founded KC SourceLink and the Innovation Center at UMKC?
So my background prior to KC SourceLink is I had worked in a number of nonprofits, and I had worked in a number of very large corporate environments as well as very small startups. And so I had sort of a project management past and leadership past that operated in a variety of different environments. So it's interesting because I can understand a lot of the issues that a variety of different people have with businesses in a large path of different industries.
How have you found it's different in Kansas City than in other places?
Every community has their own uniquenesses and their own strengths in their entrepreneurial ecosystems. Some cities will say, we have so many terrific higher educational institutions that are doing great research. Or some of them will say, we have the most incredible geography here because we have mountains and oceans, and that's what's great and unique about our city.
What is it here?
Here in Kansas City, we have collaboration, which is interesting. We're also in the middle of an area where we have sort of that one degree of separation. People will pick up the phone and call people, and they'll answer, and they'll set up a meeting, and they'll talk to them. And it's really kind of unique here.
What's going to be successful, do you think, bringing more capital to Kansas City, more folks willing to take risks on the inventors and the innovators and the entrepreneurs of this city?
You know, I think there are a number of things that we can do to improve access to capital here. First of all, we don't have as many funds as we could where people come together to invest, and getting an education out to the people in Kansas City that have the capacity to be involved in investing and giving them a good education on how to do that is certainly one of the things that we can do. I think we kind of have to do this all in. We're also looking at some of the mechanisms that are available through the federal government, especially that we are not taking advantage of right now, and we're working with groups to help make that happen.
Do you ever look out there and see the projects underway and think, I'm tired of sitting on the sidelines and making these things happen. I want to go out and build something myself again.
So it's interesting because I've really been building something this whole time. And we started KC SourceLink from really a piece of paper that said, we have a problem. What can we do to fix the problem? We've certainly been building U.S. SourceLink across the country as well. And even the UMKC Innovation Center, we've been building new programs and services through there that fill gaps. Whiteboard to Boardroom is working with researchers to get technology in the hands of entrepreneurs. Digital Sandbox KC helps with proof of concept funding. So I think when that stops building, that's when I'll get tired of it. But so far, we keep building.
You're being an innovator for innovation.
That's right.
That was Maria Myers, director of the UMKC Innovation Center. She spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison. KCUR is an editorially independent station licensed to the curators of the University of Missouri. For more interviews in our Innovation KC series, visit kcur.org/innovationkc.